This is a bonus episode of the Off the Deck podcast. Hello, I am Maggie Mestrich, the Director of Business Development with the Carmel Swim Club and Carmel Swim Academy. We share stories and experiences from our Carmel Swim Club alumni as a way to demonstrate the incredible, long-lasting impact that swimming, and particularly swimming with Carmel Swim Club, can have on your life. Today, I am talking with Taylor Johnson. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Super excited to be here today, so thank you.
Thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it. I'm excited to get the chance to catch up and talk.
Super excited.
Can you go ahead and place your place yourself within the context of Carmel swimming? When did you do it? For how long? All that fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started with Carmel swimming probably back in around 2000, back when it was like Hammerhead Red, Hammerhead Blue. I did a little bit of that probably through like 6 through 8. And I actually quit for a few years. I wanted to try a bunch of different other sports. And then, of course, just got tugged back to the sport of swimming. So it was back in around 2005, 2006 when I came back full time and, you know, definitely more headstrong in the competitive side of swimming as a barracuda. I know they're all changed. I don't know them anymore, but
that would be challenge two in today's lingo.
Okay. So challenge two, and then kind of did all of that through Carmel Swim Club, worked my way up through there and then all the way through Carmel High School, where I did Carmel High School swimming and Carmel Swim Club swimming, and graduated from Carmel High School and I guess Carmel Swim Club in 2012.
Fantastic. Where are you now, geographically, professionally, personally, whatever you care to share?
Yeah. So after swimming at Carmel, I swam for 4 years at Georgia Southern University, and I graduated from there in 2016 and kind of moved around a bunch since then. So I got like my first job out of college. I was back in Indianapolis. I was there for about a year, and then from there got transferred to Atlanta. Got transferred from Atlanta to Chicago, and then got transferred from Chicago to Houston. So I'm finally in Houston. I just bought a house. So Houston is definitely home for the time being. I absolutely love it here. And I currently am a medical device sales representative for a company called Stryker. I sell surgical instruments and operating technology into the ORs or hospital systems. And yeah, it's definitely not what I thought I was going to be doing, like in high school or college, but I'm so happy because like, I absolutely love my job, and it is something that I have found that challenges me still, like swimming, and still has that competitive edge, like being in sales. So I've been able to find that piece that I felt like I left after swimming was over. So I'm just excited that I can still kind of fulfill that.
I think that's great. Okay. Let's bring it back now a little bit earlier. Can you share some of your first memories of being around the water? It does not have to be related to competitive swimming.
Yes. Okay. So mine was hands down summer swim team. And it was like the best experience of my life. Like it really made me fall in love with the sport of swimming. It was also at summer swim team that I was really kind of able to see that I had this like natural knack for the water. I'm pretty sure that they're like, yeah, it's like 12 and a half yards is like what you race when you first start at summer swim team. And I was like so excited. And I like I got my first blue ribbon was when I was like racing 12 and a half yards. So it was a lot of fun. But definitely like where I fell in love with the water and comfortable with it. And then like, ironically enough, I don't know if Carmel still does this, but back then they would host clinics at like a lot of the local summer swim programs. And so Carmel came and they hosted a swim clinic and we went over, you know, techniques and different things like that. And they spoke to the parents and they're like, hey, you know, this is like who we are and what we're about. And if anybody has interest, you know, in participating at multiple different levels at Carmel Swim Club, here's what we offer. My parents just kind of sat me down and they're like, you know, you seem like you love this. Like, we love this for you. Would you be interested? And that's kind of where it all started.
And the rest is like, oh my God. Now let's fast forward again, but think retrospectively. Can you identify the most significant lesson that you learned during your time with Carmel swimming?
Oh gosh. Yes. So that's a really, really good one. I think the most impactful lessons in your life are the ones that are able to evolve with you and kind of grow with you as you change and go through different stages of life. And for me, it was one of Carmel Swimming's main mottos, and it's their number one slogan of like, swimming takes you places. And I think like when I was an athlete at Carmel, that had such a short-sighted view, you know, that like my viewpoint of it was so short-sighted. It was like, swimming will take me, drum roll, like to Nashville, to Louisville, to Florida, like to these team travel trips with my friends, right? And then you kind of progress a little bit, and then it turns into swimming will take me to the state meet. Swimming will take me on the podium, you know? And then again and again, and it's like, swimming will take me to college, get me a scholarship. And then you're in college and you finally realize like, wow, like swimming is going to get me a degree, you know, and just like how impactful that is. And I don't think I would shock anybody that swam with me that I personally have not swam a lap since my last race in college. But with that being said, I feel like the past 5 years of not actually competitively swimming, I have been able to say swimming takes me places more now than I ever really was in the sport of swimming.
Oh, I love that.
And it's been absolutely like amazing. You know, the one thing that I've come to realize is like, whenever I'm in an interview and, you know, we're doing the typical interview questions, the moment they find out I was an athlete, there's kind of like this level of respect. But when they find out you're a swimmer, I swear, it's like a whole other level. I mean, you don't have to say that you're hardworking. Like, it speaks for yourself. Mm-hmm. Swimmers are incredibly disciplined. They have fantastic time management, work ethic, reliability, coachability, accountability. Like, these are all principles that are instilled in you at Carmel Swimming that will move mountains for you for the rest of your life. You know, swimming for me was about 15 to 16 years, but my career will probably be around 40. So like, what are all those principles that I can take with me from Carmel Swimming and from the sport of swimming that can really set me up for success in my life? And I think that's Carmel. Like, Carmel instills the principles in you to set you up for success, not only in swimming, but for the rest of your life. And that's just been something that I have found to really just be the best lesson I could take. And I love it because like these alumni impact videos, like, Carmel knows that, you know, they build well-rounded athletes, and that's why they're so proud to have these, because they know where their athletes are and the successes they've had in and out of the water, and they want to showcase that. And I think that's amazing. Like, I think these videos are super impactful for not only prospective, you know, parents and families that are looking to see, you know, what their child, you know, could find in the sport of swimming at Carmel Swim Club. I think it's also really impactful for the athletes that are there. They can see, wow, like, you know, how inspirational, like, that's where I want to go to college, and that's where they went to college, or, you know, get, like, recruiting advice, or just find, like, build a bigger network with the Carmel Swimming alumni and everything like that. And I think it's even better for people in college, you know, to be able to, yeah, recently graduated, to be able to see these and be like, wow, I'm looking on a career and what I want to do with the rest of my life. And look, here's this one that's doing that too. And, you know, maybe I can network with them. And, you know, that's what Carmel's all about. They're about the people. They're about seeing, you know, holding each other accountable and seeing, you know, who's going to take each other where. And at the end of the day, that's where swimming takes you. So it's been amazing.
Oh, that was fantastic. Okay. What advice or insights would you offer to current swimmers?
Gosh, this one I feel terrible about because it's the one that I wouldn't listen to myself when I was a swimmer. So I feel like such a hypocrite, but the truth is, and it's funny, like when you're able to take a step back and look and like, mm-hmm. I kick myself all the time, but at the end of the day, like, swimming is a process driven sport. You have to trust the process. And that is so hard as an athlete. And I remember like all of my coaches just being like, if you pick one thing to work on today to make yourself better, you don't have to work on the end results. Like, if you do that at every single practice, the results are there. Like, you just have to trust the process. And that's challenging, but definitely the best piece of it.
It's that gift of perspective and time. Now we can appreciate that.
I do.
And if only we could all go back in time once we learn all of this, but
yeah,
I love you. What would you tell somebody who was thinking about joining Carmel Swim Club?
Yeah, you know, I think like the biggest thing to realize when joining Carmel Swim Club is that like, Carmel is really big on building well-rounded athletes. You know, they're really into the development of the person just as much as they are as the athlete. And they allow you to participate at so many different levels. And I think that's awesome. Like, you know, there's other swim clubs out there that don't have the resources that Carmel has, and Carmel's able to offer all of those things. And I think that's something to really look forward to, because, you know, if you want to, you know, you want to be an elite swimmer and successful at Carmel, you have every opportunity in the world to do so, because the people are behind you, and, you know, you really cannot go wrong.
Yeah. That's great. Would you share a favorite or a couple favorite Carmel swimming memories?
Oh man, so many, so many. You know, I think the biggest memory, just, you know, across the board, is the people, like the people you meet swimming and the sport of swimming itself, but like especially at Carmel, are unlike any other, and their friendships and relationships that will last a lifetime and memories that will last a lifetime. But I would say, like, my personal favorite experience at Carmel was definitely Carmel High School swimming, being on the women's team, and just the tradition and legacy that is there at Carmel High School with their women's swimming program is unlike anything. And to say that you are a part of that is just jaw-dropping. And I mean, it's everything from like what you eat at the state dinner to the Gatorade color that you drink to pouring in, you know, the old pool, you know, the original Carmel swimming pool water, like all of that stuff, just like, it's incredible to be a part of. And I'm just like so proud that I can even say I was a part of it. And those are just like, were a lot of like my favorite memories.
I have to ask, have you forgiven me for not letting you play Kesha in the locker room yet?
I have. Every single time. Oh my gosh. Every single time I hear those songs. Once again, I can lie. You listen to this. I can't even, like, I was so mad because I was so old then, you know what I mean? So like, I was like, not cool. But that was not cool that you didn't let me listen to it. Now I'm like, I can't believe we were all just like singing this. Like, there's no way I really even knew what it meant, you know? Like,
so that's what I had to tell myself, is you guys didn't really know what it meant. And it is funny now because I'm a parent and I have a son who loves music, like hardcore. Probably gonna send some of his friends to therapy because we let him have a Michael Jackson birthday party when he turned 4. So it is, that's my comeuppance from leaving coaching and now parenting my own children on. But I kept envisioning you guys going home and talking to your parents about that song. And I'm like, I cannot be responsible for this in the locker room.
I can't even believe it. I mean, we blasted that stuff too. Like, it cracks me up thinking about it, and just the, you know, the blind ignorance of us just like, you know, yelling it like it's no big deal.
It's okay. We all have our songs that we sang with our teammates. We had a seriously dedicated routine to Goodbye Earl by the Dixie Chicks when I was in high school. So, you know,
love that.
Killing someone. It's all is relative. But okay, I had to ask because I actually think of you specifically whenever I hear Kesha now, because I just feel like you were really advocating for your teammates that you wanted to hear that song in the morning.
I did. And I had no problem challenging anybody when I definitely felt like that was something I wanted to do. So no, I still love Kesha to this day. I have a different kind of love for it now. Yes. I would like to think my musical taste has, you know, grown a bit, but you know, who doesn't love a good Kesha song?
It's true. Okay. I had to ask, knowing we were talking.
No, I love it. That was amazing. I totally forgot about that until right now. I literally remember having this conversation. I was like, but we want to play it.
Okay, good. All right. Do you think there is anything that would surprise people to learn about Carmel Swim Club?
Yeah. You know, I think Carmel Swim Club kind of gets, has a bit of a misconception around it. You know, I think a lot of people think they're super cutthroat and they're harsh and, you know, they only care about times and races and meets and cuts. And I think that couldn't be further from the truth. You know, I think being an athlete at Carmel, like I said, like you really come to realize like how big they are on building the person as a whole. You know, it goes all the way down to building your brand. Like, who are you? What legacy do you want to leave on this team? They care about you as a person, as a teammate, as a student, whether that's a student of a sport, the sport, or a student in school, in academia. You know, I think those aspects are so important because everybody knows the time you dedicate to swimming And so they really make it a lifestyle. You know, Carmel really turns swimming into a lifestyle. And, you know, people say that, you know, Carmel swimming is a cult. And I remember I heard Chris say that on like one of the podcasts, and like, I couldn't agree more. Like, I mean, yeah, maybe, but gosh, like that's a really successful cult. So, you know, it's definitely one that isn't terrible to be a part of.
No, you can drink the Kool-Aid and it's okay. Well, it goes back to the mission, which is teaching excellence through swimming for life. It's through swimming. It's not for swimming. It's for life. So building up that character and what's gonna serve you beyond your, you know, 18-year-old self. That's what's important.
Yeah. And I think like Carmel does a great job of not only, I mean, obviously the physical demands of the sport speak for themselves, but like the mental game of the sport is also just incredibly challenging to, you know, decipher, especially as, you know, a 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old, you know, 18, like those peak years. And I think they do a phenomenal job of really honing in on that mental game and understanding it and being able to challenge it into a powerful and productive manner. And I think that was something that I really learned from Carmel swimming.
Well, that's great. Anything else you want to share?
Oh gosh. Just that, like, I mean, it's hard. Carmel swimming can be hard. I think the sport of swimming in general can be hard. And I think that, you know, I struggled being a Carmel swimming athlete, not in the aspect that I didn't love it every day and every day in and out, but I mean, you are surrounded by the top tier athletes in the country. And I think, you know, it gives you an edge that is so amazing to have for the rest of your life in such a positive way. And so I think, you know, if you're scared by Carmel swimming, don't be. And, you know, if you want to be, you know, the most, you know, if you're looking for the most successful, like, program because you want to go to that next level and be an elite athlete, like there's nothing more you can do than do that at Carmel. Like I think the number one thing that I learned from my time at Carmel was that they are really accepting of all levels and calibers. You know, there are resources there for any kind of athlete that's looking to just do swimming because they love the sport or do swimming because, you know, they want to go to college for it. You have all different aspects at Carmel swimming, and that's what I love the most about it. So like, don't be intimidated and, you know, just love it while you're there, because I wish I did that more. Of course, you know, hindsight 2020, you know, I was probably a very challenging athlete and challenged everybody there before, you know, challenging people was like super cool. And, but you know, I was definitely that like hard athlete, you know, that I say like, it teaches you to be coachable. I probably wasn't the most coachable, but I, you know, you learn from it. And like, now I think about it and like, I feel like I'm able to take that and grow with it.
But I think as someone who coached you, I think too, there's a lot of value in learning how to speak up for yourself as a young woman. And I think that was something that you did very well and that you were not afraid to do. So perhaps there was a platform for you to do that and a safe place to practice that being part of the organization before you go out and have real world consequences for it.
Totally. Yeah.
So, maybe not always the most coachable, but always a good self-advocate, which is very, very valuable as well. So let me just give you that.
No, I love it. I appreciate it. And I totally agree. I totally agree with that. It's just funny. I look back now and I'm like, oh my gosh, Taylor, you know? So that's just,
well, you'll find, I'm sure everybody, karma, it comes around in life in some other way, whether it's a partner or a relative or a child one day down the line. So
I'm going to have a sassy child and I am like nervous.
I have one. My hands are very full. It's okay. I have two sassy ones when I really think about it. But well, Taylor, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
No, my gosh. I enjoyed it so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, good.